There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Tuesday, April 18th edition, and what a day it is. That's all I can say, what a day it is. I'm recording on Monday night because I can't go to sleep right now. I had all the research done. I was doing the research, watching the games, and all of a sudden, I get a Taylor Motter home run, and then a Jake Lamb home run, and then a two-run single by Nomar Mazara. And boom, $50,000 later. What a day it was. Took down the dollar for $1,000 also. It was one I'll never forget. Definitely the best one I've had so far. It's been a good start to the year. Hopefully some of the info's helping you guys out, because I'm using what I'm reading to you guys is the stuff I'm using to build my lineups. So hope it's helping. Remember, if you ever have any questions, and I'm available, at BDintric, check me out there, or at thesportsdegens.com. Let us know what's going on. But, yeah, what a night. What a crazy night. It was awesome. And we should have another good one coming up on Tuesday. 15-game all-day slate. We have no day baseball. It is the first time that I can remember this season where we've had no day baseball. So that is a crying shame, but that is the reality. Opening days are all said and done. Here we are, and we are going to check in on some totals real quick. We have a couple. We have three in the nine range. Baltimore at Cincinnati. Thank you, Bronson Arroyo. Cleveland, Minnesota. You got Tomlin and Hughes to go attack. And then you got Giants, Royals rematch of the World Series from a couple years ago. Matty Cain, Jason Hamill. Definite options there. Got a couple 8.5s to attack. Then you got a 7 in Oakland between Triggs and Darvish. 7.5 in Atlanta with Scherzer and Folty. 7.5 in Tampa Bay with Fulmer and Andrees. Mets and Phillies at 7.5, surprisingly, with Eflin and Wheeler. And then Yanks, White Sox, 7.5, Severino, Miggy Gonzalez. So you got some lows, you got some highs. Top implied team run totals to attack tonight. Orioles against Arroyo, 4.79. Cubbies versus Slippin' Jimmy. Jimmy Nelson, who's been throwing well this year. Cubs bats have been hot and cold, but Cubs are expected to score, implied to score 4.66 runs. Royals facing Matty Cain. You got to love this one. They're cheap as always. 4.64 runs. Blue Jays versus the youngster Brian Johnson, making his debut for the Red Sox, filling in for Eduardo Rodriguez. 4.54. And then Indians against Philly Hughes. Mr. Flyball, long dong picture. 4.53 runs per game. We got more in the fours. There's lots to attack today. There is really good pitching, and there's some really good hitting to attack. 15-game slate. It's going to be a blast. I got some high-price, some low-price pitchers to attack. Let's get right at it. Highest-priced arm of the night, Mad Max Scherzer, 12,800 at the Atlanta Braves. I would say get some exposure to Max. Don't go crazy. That's what I'm going to say. We know he's been prone to the long ball last year, and hasn't given up one this year. In his first two starts, he's looked good. One earned run in his last start, two earned runs his prior, 10Ks, 7Ks, doing Mad Max things. No doubt about it. Very steep price cap, price tag, so you're going to need Mad Max things. We've seen how that ball is flying out of that yard. Freddie Freeman double-donged, almost had three. He was on fire. And Ciarte's hit, and Markakis actually has great history against him. So does the likes of Tyler Flowers, Ciarte, Suzuki. Lots of guys like facing him. 12-8 is a very steep price. You need to have some Mad Max exposure because he's that darn good. The K potential is definitely there. He strikes out between last year and this year 31.6% of his batters. Braves aren't bad. They only strike out a little less than 20% of the time, which is, for baseball, not bad because we have a lot of guys in the 24-pluses going right now to start the year. So it's Mad Max. You got to love what you got. You get with them. You're expecting 25-plus DraftKings points. He's usually good for that. You want, with $12,800 as a price tag, you're going to need more than that. It's the only downside. And there's some other good arms. I got a list, like, freaking 12 deep of guys I like to target tonight. So I'm going to have some Max, but not a ton. Yu Darvish, $10,700 at the Oakland A's. Here's one I like a lot. I'm a big Darvish guy. I mentioned him a lot. He's a big strikeout machine. 10 Ks his last start out against the Angels. The Angels don't strike out a ton. And he gets us 10 Ks in 7 shutout innings, 35.6 points. Beautiful. Earlier this year against the A's, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 5 Ks. So you're hoping for higher strikeouts, but he still got you a quality start in that and got the job done. He's striking out 30% of the batters. Just like the Braves, the A's aren't striking out a ton. So it's something to keep in mind. But Darvish at 10-7, I'd almost rather play him than Max. But both good options. Both very, very good options. One of the top options on the night would be one Michael Fulmer going into Tampa Bay to face the Rays, $8,900. Yeah, you go from 12-8 to 10-7 to 89. Those are the three in order. I'm not even skipping anybody. Then it gets real dicey with pitching and a lot of fun. That's how Monday night was. So let's hope Tuesday's the same. But Michael Fulmer, $8,900, had a great rookie campaign. People were thinking, he's not going to quite have it. Well, he's brought it. He's brought it well. Last time out against Minnesota, 6 innings, 3 earned, 7 Ks. Give me those 7 Ks. Gets the job done. Going up against a Rays team who strikes out like crazy. Fulmer striking out a little over 20% of the guys he faces. The Rays strike out over 24% of the time. We saw what the Red Sox did to him. We saw what the Yankees did to him. They are just strikeout machines. They're struggling like crazy at the plate. They went 1-6 their last 7 games, I believe it was. The middle of the order is slumping. C-Dick's hitting well. Souza's hitting well. But like Kiermaier, Miller, Longo struggling quite a bit. Can they break out of it? Of course. They started out the year at home hitting the ball very, very well. Maybe a trip back home is all they need. Anything's possible. But Michael Fulmer at $8,900, he can easily perform like the Darvish Scherzer numbers you're going to get thanks to that strikeout potential of the Rays. And if he doesn't, he saved you a boatload of money to use elsewhere. So Michael Fulmer, I like him a ton tonight at $8,900. And if you've listened to my podcast, you know I'm big on the Rays. I will definitely have a couple of Rays lineups to cover my ass. But I really, really like Fulmer tonight. You could direct your attention to Marcus Stroman. But we are going to move on to one, Michael Leake. You can go to Wheeler, too, if you want. Stroman's 83 against the Red Sox at home in Toronto. But the Red Sox are heating up, so I'm staying away from that. There's other options on a big slate like this. But he'll be extremely low-owned if you want to go that way in a GPP. Not going to fault you. You can go Zach Wheeler. He's an interesting play, but the Phillies' bats aren't too shabby. Thank God it's in New York. That helps a ton. But, like, you know, Cesar Hernandez, Odubel Herrera, throw in some maybe Franco. There's some good looks there. So it's not going to be a piece of cake for Wheeler in that one. Next up, I'm going Michael Leake at $7,600. Leake, it might be all smoke and mirrors, but Leake's been getting it done to start the year. Impressive, impressive stuff. First game against Cincinnati, 8 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks. Next outing in Washington when the Nats bats have been on fire almost all season. And they were smoking. When Leake came into town, puts up 31 DraftKings points. 7 innings, 4 hits, no earned, 7 Ks, picks up the W. He's getting almost a 2-to-1 ground ball, the fly ball rate, which is just gigantic. Obviously keeping the ball in the ballpark. Going up against a Pittsburgh Pirates team that is struggling, to say the least. Struggling a ton. Leake's not a huge strikeout guy, but the Pirates are striking out 20% of the time. He's not walking a ton of guys, which is huge. I really like Leake at $7,600. There's always the concern he's going to revert back to that Michael Leake we made fun of the Cardinals for giving him that contract. But I'll roll the dice, and I'll definitely have some good exposure to Leake at 76. And I'll have some good exposure to the one and only Shelby Miller at $7,500 on the road against the San Diego Padres. I like the Padres' bats. I played some of them tonight. I play them a lot, especially against right-handed pitching. But Shelby's been getting it done. He's given up 3 runs in both of his starts, but he's getting 5 and 7 Ks, and that's the big thing I'm looking at. He's getting the strikeouts. He's limiting the walks. He's about a 1-to-1 ground ball to fly ball for the most part, a little better than 1-to-1. But going up against the Padres, it stands out like a sore thumb. They strike out 24.7% of the night. That is, according to this list I am looking at, third worst in baseball. Third. Behind the Milwaukee Brewers. And are they the second? Oh, they're the second worst. I misspoke. They are the second worst in baseball behind the Brewers. So that bodes well. You know, the ballpark shift from Coors Light to San Diego and Petco is huge. I like Shelby a lot. No one likes to play him because the horror stories. And I like the Padres. You got Margot, Renfro, Myers, Schimpf. Stuff to like there indeed. But give me some Shelby Miller at 7,500 tonight. Like Fulmer, Leake, Miller, those prices, you can mix and match and still have a ton of money for bats. I really like them. I know it's not popular. Everyone wants to pay for the big boys. But I won with Robbie Ray and Ivan Nova as my starters tonight. None of them were 5 digits. You can make shit happen. Moving on, Jason Hamill, 7,100 against the Giants. This is purely a GPP play, and it's purely me maybe being a scoring the Giants fan, but watching the Giants offense is embarrassing right now. Just absolutely embarrassing. Now, Hamill's first 2 starts with the Royals has been embarrassing. He went 5 innings in 1, gave up 3 runs, only striking out 2, and he went 4 2/3 in another, giving up 4 runs, only striking out 4. This is why it's a GPP play. He's been horrible to start the year. We know what he can do in the past, and the Giants don't strike out a ton. They strike out almost one of the fewest in baseball, 17.5% of the time. But as a whole, their offense has just been embarrassing. High overall total of 9 on the slate, but that, I think, is large part to the Royals, 4.64, as the Giants are where did they go? They're implied for 4.36, which isn't bad either. They're much better against lefties than righties. They're only hitting 296 against righties right now. Average ISO at best. I like Hamels. I know it's not the best, you know, situation in the world. He's been rocky. He will be very, 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 very low owned. I think he's a great GPP play at $7,100. Giants are cheap bat-wise, so they're definitely worth targeting elsewhere. But I like Hamels, $7,100. Really good GPP look there. I usually like Gausman most nights, but on a slate with this many options, I'm leaving Gausman alone because he's in Cincinnati and they're swinging the bats well. Great American Small Park, that ball just, it's like racquetballs in there. So I'll stay away from that, and unless you want it, but it's very, very dicey. GPP only with Gausman. Can't blame me if you do it, but just very, very risky. We're going to move on to some other options here. Kick it off with Luis Severino. Coming off an outstanding start, he's $6,500 at home against the White Sox. The White Sox putrid offense got shut down for the most part by Montgomery until some late action. But Severino's coming off 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 11 strikeouts against Tampa Bay. Now, I know Tampa Bay strikes out a ton. We've talked about that every day. We talked about it earlier in this podcast. But love me some Severino. That strikeout potential, he's striking out 23.1% of guys he's facing, while the White Sox striking out 20.8% of the time. Severino is lined up for a beauty. Even Vegas agrees, as the White Sox have the lowest team total, implied team total on the board at 3.32. They hit righties better than lefties. We witnessed that tonight. But other than that, average offense at best. As long as Severino's controls there, because that's one of his issues. He does walk a decent amount that he faces, but if he keeps it under control like he did against the Rays, he's going to get the strikeouts, give you 6 or 7 really good innings. I love Severino. That price tag at $6,500, I'll take it all day long. Another one we're looking at is Chad Kuhl on the road in St. Louis, $5,800. Yeah, I know. We faded Kuhl in the past, but I'm really liking what I'm seeing so far against Atlanta. 5 innings, 2 earned. 5 Ks against Boston. 6 1/3, 1 earned, 6 Ks. Getting it done. Super cheap in Boston. That's very impressive. Very, that stood out like a sore thumb. He's looking at his last 2 games. Much more moving on his balls than last year. Much better velocity than last year. Everything that he's done so far, massive improvements on last year. That's why I told you earlier in the year, and still early technically, especially to the stat heads out there, they want a bigger sample size. A guy like me that kind of takes a lot more of what's going on in the moment, seeing everything like that, I like what I'm seeing with him. He's a young pitcher, so the blowups are going to come still, but what you want to see is what Cool's doing. He's improved, the velocity's there, and that's really big. The movement and location on his pitches, very good stuff, and at $5,800, it's a great price. Great price, gets you 15-plus points, and you are just stoked and moving on. Like Chad Cool, $5,800. So there's a lot of nice arms. I don't mind if you don't want to pay for the big ones, or you can match these little ones with the big ones. Still have tons of money. Another little one, Kyle Freeland, $5,400 at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Lefty against the Dodgers. You know what to do, folks. This is our guy. Got beat up in his last start in Colorado in Coors, but hey, it's Coors. What you expect. Prior to that, in Coors, 6 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks against who? The Los Angeles Dodgers. Kyle Freeland has looked very good this year, and the Dodgers just can't hit lefties. It's embarrassing. Embarrassing what they're doing out there. Vegas does not think highly of Freeland, but he is striking out 17% of batters, while the Dodgers strike out 22.7% of the time. We will target that all day, and they have a horrible, horrible wOBA against left-handed pitchers. They really suck at hitting left-handed pitchers, period. We've established all of this. They do have a high implied team total. Vegas likes them for that much. But all in all, we know they're basically, I think, counting on Freeland to just blow the boat, or they're using his numbers so far this year, and that's skewed. He's been in Coors. I love him. I love him at $5,400. Great pump play against the Dodgers. Crappy offense versus a lefty. And last but not least, if you want to roll the dice, do not go heavy on this. I like Brian Johnson against Toronto. $4,200 is ridiculously cheap. You're going to have so many batters worth more money than him. Like, I'm saying go very little, but I wouldn't mind having some Brian Johnson exposure for the chance he goes off, because the Blue Jays bats are nowhere to be found right now. Donaldson's not there to scare you against a lefty. You got Joey Bats who, you know, maybe he'll bat flip one, but I haven't seen him do anything yet. Russell Martin can't hit the ball right now. What are you worried about? Kevin Pr. excuse me. Switch hitting Kendrys Morales, who I love Kendrys. I recommend him a lot because of his value, but he hasn't done a ton. Too low, he's been okay, but as a whole, their offense is dreadful. Do they go off tomorrow? Vegas thinks so. Vegas definitely thinks so. Fourth highest implied team total on the board at 4.54. But they've never seen this guy. And what I like a ton about him is the Blue Jays strike out 20% of the time. Johnson at AAA had an ERA around 1.6 and was striking out over 10 per 9. He had really good stuff going. I know it's AAA, it's not the majors. But if he can get you a couple trips through the lineup, 5 or 6 innings, 6 or so Ks at $4,200, that's ridiculous. Like, give up 3 runs. I don't give a shit. That is outstanding. So that's why I wanted to mention him at $4,200. Remember when we played Sensatella on opening week and he was cheap and a couple other guys we played? You never know. But at that price tag, worth the gamble, in my opinion, to have a little exposure to Brian Johnson of the Red Sox. I wouldn't just overlook him going, oh, he's facing the Jays. This isn't the same Jays right now. You got to remember, there's no Edwin. There's no Donaldson. Things are a little different at the moment. So don't just say, oh, it's the Jays. Do a little thinking on this one. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to tell you these things. There's like 90% chance if he got blew up, would you be surprised? Not at all. But it's a good, good option GPP play with Johnson. So here it is. Scherzer 12-8, Darvish 10-7, Fulmer 8,900, like him a lot at Tampa Bay, strikeout potential. Michael Leake 7,600 against the bad Pittsburgh offense. Shelby Miller 7,500 with good K potential in San Diego. Jason Hamill 7,100 against the Giants, GPP only. You can go Gossman in a GPP at Cincinnati. I really like Severino 6,500 against the White Sox, good K potential there. Cool at 58 against St. Louis. Freeland 54 against the Dodgers. And Johnson 42 against Toronto. All valid plays in my opinion. Like them a lot. Too bad it's not Coors now. You can stack those two guys and have all the Coors bats you wanted. But there you have it. So let's get into it. Let's get into the offense as we are running deep already. Going into the catcher's position, 15-game slate, we're going to run deep. It's going to be a longer pod than normal, folks, just how it works with these slates. But we'll kick it into gear here. Wellington Castillo, $3,800 against Bronson Arroyo. We will be attacking Bronson with Baltimore. There is no doubt about it. Now, there's some bats we like better, but Wellington's a nice catching option against Arroyo. One of the top catching options, high price-wise, Salvi Perez, $3,400. Been on fire. We are going to be targeting Matty Cain with the Royals. There's no doubt about that, as the Royals have one of the highest implied team totals on the board today. Brian McCann, $3,300, going up against Ricky Nolasco. I don't know why McCann wasn't playing on Monday night. When there's a righty on the mound, McCann should be in the lineup. And it's been goofy that they're playing a lot more Gattis. I know Gattis, they think, is the better hitter, but McCann's the better catcher for their team. And he rakes, especially against righties. That's what you brought him in there for, is get more left-handed bats. And that was the whole point of him and Reddick and like a couple other guys, was to get more left-handed options in the lineup. It's like week two or three, and they're already saying, nope, we're moving on. But one thing, if you're on Team BVP, McCann, 23 for 68 lifetime with five doubles. And wait for it, eight home runs. Yes, eight home runs against Ricky Nolasco. So keep that in mind. JT Realmuto, $3,200 with a big goose egg on Monday night, facing Giovanni Gallardo. Travis d'Arnaud, $3,000, going up against Eflin of the Phillies. Mike Zunino, $2,900, going up against the lefty Wei-Yun Chen. Good GPP play with potential power. Matty Wieters, still too cheap, $2,900 against Mike Fulton-Evich. $2,900 is just crazy. Love Wieters tonight. Good value there. Another value play, Jason Castro for the Twins, off to a great start on the year, facing Josh Tomlin, who loves giving up fly balls. Castro's only $2,800. Wieters and Castro, phenomenal plays, less than $3,000 each. That's just crazy. Sandy Leon, $26. Christian Vasquez, $24 for the Red Sox, going up against the one and only Marcus Stroman. Last but not least, James McCann, $2,600, going up against Andrees. I'd say look at Salvi Perez at 34, maybe some Brian McCann if he's in the lineup. I like d'Arnaud. And then Wieters or Castro for less than $3,000. Like, easily one of those two could be an option. Not a question in my mind right there. First base, Anthony Rizzo, $5,000 against Slip and Jimmy. Paul Goldschmidt, $49 against Cozart. Votto, $48 against Gausman. Love Chris Davis. Chris Davis, $4,700 against Bronson Arroyo. Outstanding play, Christopher Davis. Edwin Encarnacion, $4,500 is a great play as well. He's 15 for 45 lifetime with five doubles and one home runs off of Phil Hughes. Hughes loves to give up the long ball. Cleveland, Minnesota, you got Hughes versus Tomlin. Definitely going to be some home runs in that game. If you want to play a drinking game for, you know, deep fly balls to home runs, whatever you want to do. That's a good one to pick out. We'll go Carlos Santana, $4,400 against Phil Hughes. Freddie Freeman, like I said, double-donged on Monday, nearly tripled. If you're going to target the home runs and some offense against Scherzer, no blame at all. Freeman at $4,100 is phenomenal. Definitely needs to be involved if you're doing any kind of targeting there. Hosmer, $3,900 against Matt Cain is too cheap. That's all I'll say about that. Matt Holliday, first base outfield eligible, $3,900 against Miguel Gonzalez. Came back and went yard on Monday against Holland. Obviously, he likes hitting lefties, but he's just been hitting everybody right now. See, if he's in the lineup, he missed two or three games with a back injury. Maybe they'll give him the day off again tomorrow or on Tuesday. But $3,900, good price tag there. We go to Brandon Belt at 37 against Jason Hamill. That's crazy cheap. Belt's been on fire. He's walking. He's getting on base and scoring runs, period. Belt at 37 is a good look. A nice play. It'll be low-owned. I really like some Lucas Duda. $3,600 against Eflin. Wish it was in Philly, but even at home, Duda's swinging a hot, hot bat. We're definitely going to be targeting the Mets against Eflin. And Duda's a nice GPP version because a lot of guys look at your Suspettises. Your normal plays in that lineup. Duda is a nice piece of that action that's not standing out, but Cespedes and Bruce and others. Duda at 3,600, very, very nice play if you're playing the Mets. Victor Martinez, 3,400 against Andrees, nice cheaper option at first. Greg Bird, maybe breaking out here. Doubled and donged on, I believe it was Sunday or Saturday, one of the two. I think it was Sunday. Big things there. Going against Miguel Gonzalez, very hittable arm there, 3,300. Might be high owned just because of what he did on Sunday, but I like Bird, 33. If he can start hitting, that's a weapon right there, folks. Danny Valencia is struggling mightily, even against lefties. He's usually our lefty masher. If you think he can find it, I'll mention him because we know how well he can hit lefties. He's 3,300 going up against Chin tomorrow night. Will be extremely low owned. I'd have some exposure if you have a bunch of lineups going out there just in case he figures it out like the old days. Lomo, love how cheap he is over and over again. 3,100 against Fulmer. I told you I like Fulmer a ton tonight, but I'm going to have some Rays action. Lomo will be a part of it. He's having a great start to the season. Good left-handed stick, $3,100. Logan Morrison. Ryan Zimmerman talking about guys off the hot start. He's 3,100 against Mike Foltynewicz. We're going to be targeting the Whites, or the Washington Nationals, of course, because Folty's just not having it right now. People are hoping for big things out of him, and it's still early, so very possible. But I'll keep targeting him until he's consistently proving me otherwise. Zimmerman, 3,100. If Zimmerman's not starting, Adam Lind is at 2,900. That's an outstanding play to save some money. Like, I just gave you a catcher and a first baseman option. Even 3,100 is almost 3K. I've given you positions that you can target around 3K. You can probably get Darvish and Zimmerman in your lineup by the time this is said and done. Mitch Moreland, another one, 2,900, outstanding price against Marcus Stroman. Moreland's off to a great start to the year, doubles machine, scoring runs, driving him in, 2,900, stupid cheap. Moving on to second base, Jose Altuve, 4,800 against Ricky Nolasco. Dozier, 46 against Tom, I like the Doge a lot. Murphy, always love him, it's like a broken record. He's down in price to face Foltynewicz, 4,400. Johnny VR, 43 against Anderson of the Cubbies. The reason I didn't pick the Anderson on pitching, A, he doesn't strike out pretty much anybody. He only goes five or six innings. And the Brew Crew are swinging good bats. There's other options tonight. Just wanted to mention that. But VR is one of those options, $4,300. Ben Zobrist, 4,100 against Slippin' Jimmy. We'll move on to Ian Kinsler, 4,100 against Matt Andrees. Rugi Odor, $4,100 against Andrew Triggs. Decent look there. I like Triggs a lot. Didn't want to target the hot Rangers bats in our night with so many options, but Triggs is going to be a good pitcher. Not a ton of strikeouts there. Jose Ramirez, $4,000 against Phil Hughes. Good play there with Jose. A little different piece of the Indians pie right there. Devin Travis, $3,900 against the lefty Johnson. We have D. Gordon, $3,800 against Gallardo, leading off stealing bases. If you're stacking the Marlins, D. Gordon, not a bad look there. Logan Forsythe, $3,700, second base, third base eligible against the lefty Freeland. Dustin Pedroia, 36 against Stroman. Pedroia in his career, 7 for 15, 4 doubles off of Stroman. Neil Walker, $3,600 against Eflin. DJ LeMahieu, 3,600 against the lefty Ryu. Joe Panik, 3,500 against Hamill. That's a nice value play with Panik. Bradley Miller, GPP dong potential, 3,500 against Fulmer. Yoenis Solarte against Miller of Arizona, 3,500. If you're playing Padres bats, you know me and my Solarte. Martin Prado, back from the DL, activated by the Marlins. Second base, third base eligible. Only $3,100 tomorrow against Yavani Gallardo. That's a sneaky play. I'll have to double check and see how he did on Monday night. Make sure he's in the lineup. I don't know if they're going to slow him into it or not, but we know what Prado can do. Usually hits towards the top or at least like fifth or sixth, so he's involved in the offense. Going against Gallardo at $3,100, nice cheap play. There's another guy close to $3,000 for you at second base. We're going position by position with guys that can be productive. Good cash type lineup right there. Adam Frazier of the Pittsburgh Pirates should be leading off against Mike Leake. He's 3K, second base, outfield eligible, getting on base and doing things in his opportunities. Then we got Cesar Hernandez going against Wheeler, 3K. That's just, that price tag I don't understand at all. That's a great play if you're fading Wheeler. Cesar Hernandez at 3,000 is just awesome. Going over to the hot corner, Chris Bryant, 5K against Nelson. Manny Machado, 49 against Arroyo. Machado's always a good play, really good play tonight against Arroyo. Machado hits righties better than lefties in that ballpark against Bronson Arroyo. Machado's got a great chance to go deep. He might be the dong of the day. Nolan Arenado, 44 against Ryu, the lefty. We got Miguel Sano, 4,100, my man, against Tomlin. The hard hit contact rate off of Sano's bat against a fly ball pitcher like Tomlin. That spells at worst gappers, most likely long balls for Miguel Sano tomorrow or tonight. Kyle Seager, 3,900, going up against Wei-Yin Chen. He actually hits lefties very well. Most don't think that lefty-lefty. My man, Jake Lamb against a righty. And Jared Kozler at 3,900, still less than 4K. God, Lamb, I love you. Your jersey is going to be ordered tomorrow. Coming home, big man. Eduardo Nunez, 3,700 against Jason Hamill. Nunez, third base, shortstop eligible. Ryan Shemp, 3,600 against Shelby Miller. Castellanos, very nice price tag here, 3,500 against Andrés. Castellanos usually batting second, doing good things in that Tigers lineup. Mr. GPP, Joey Gallo, 3,400 against Triggs. A play I like really well. He's third base outfield eligible. Lonnie Chisenhall at 3,300 against Hughes. Off to a great start off the DL. There's another great one, 3,200, almost 3K. Sorry, almost. 3,200, Mike Moustakas against Matt Cain. Solid play with Moose yet again. And if you want to totally punt it, check the lineups with the Giants with the DH. Potentially Aaron Hill, $2,200. If you're feeling really, really, really dicey, that's all that's for. Extremely dicey play. Shortstop, Francisco Lindor, 4,700 against Hughes. That's outstanding. Trevor Story, 4,100 against the lefty Ryu. Tulo, 4K against the lefty Johnson. Xander Bogaert, 3,900, third base, shortstop eligible against Marcus Stroman. Asdrubal Cabrera against Eflin, very nice play at 3,700. You can go like some Asdrubal, Bruce, Cespedes, maybe some Walker, maybe some D'Arnaud, maybe some Duda. All good options. This man got it done for me too with his long dong of the night. We're talking for $3,200. Taylor Motter of the Seattle Mariners. Third base, shortstop eligible. Going up against the lefty and Wei-Yin Chen. Taylor Motter, get him in your lineup, please. And Kike Hernandez going up against the lefty Freeland. Shortstop outfield eligible at 2,700. Not the worst punt play in the world. I won't have him. I usually don't, but I see the appeal if you're going that route, but, you know, people remember the home runs against Bumgarner and stuff. All in all, he's not that good a ball player. But good value play. He hits lefties better than righties. I get it all. GPP only. Going to the outfield, it is loaded. I haven't written down so many names in an outfield section of a pod to start the year. This is just crazy. You got your captain obvious is Mike Trout at 5,200 against Musgrove of Houston. Harper, 51 against Fulte, which is obviously awesome. Mookie Betts, 48 against Stroman. Ryan Braun against a lefty and Anderson at 46. Braun's been off to a great start to the year, really mashing lefties. He's mashing everybody, but crushing lefties. 4,600, good play there. A lot of guys still don't play the Brewers. It's crazy, so it's not a bad stack. Cespedes, 4,600 against Eflin, absolutely outstanding. Mark Trumbo, 4,600 against Arroyo in that little ballpark. Beautiful play. Brantley, 45 against Hughes. Adam Jones, another Oriole to target at 45 against Arroyo. They're priced accordingly against that gas can. Plus the Reds bullpen, which is bad as well. Schwarber, 4,400 against Slip and Jimmy. Nelly Cruz, 4,300 against a lefty. Wei-Yin Chen, Nelly Cruz. Get a little Motter, Haniger, Cruz. Maybe some Cano, Seager, whatever you're feeling. But, oh, man. Definite option to get a Chen. Chen's a good pitcher. Don't get me wrong. But the Mariners, they did it for me tonight. And I'm going to not fear going back to the well. I've gone to them quite a bit this year, as you've known. Michael Stanton, 4,200 going up against, why did I just blank on him? 4,200 going up against Giovanni Gallardo. I already mentioned Benny Zobrist. We got Adam Duvall, 4,100 against Gausman in that ballpark. Always dong potential. Low K and 4K against Matt Kane. Nice look there. Melky Cabrera, also 4K going up against Luis Severino. Shen-Soo Chu, 4K against Triggs. Billy Hamilton, 4K against Gausman. There's so many options to like tonight, boys and girls. AJ Pollock, 4K against Cozart. Hunter Pence, 3,900 against Hamill. Pence, 6 for 19 lifetime with two doubles and a home run against Mr. Hamels. Eric Thames, I know he's lefty, but my God, he's on fire. Homer for the fifth straight game on Monday night. He's 3,900, first base outfield eligible. You got Curtis Granderson potentially leading off for the Mets, only 3,900. He's not off for the best start of the year, but that price tag and that potential stack, good look there. If you're going deep stack, he is a part of it. But it's got to be the deep stack. If you're not going more than three or four, you're probably not going Granderson. But I can't blame you if you do. Christian Yelich, 3,900 against Gallardo. Love me some Max Kepler, 38 against Tomlin. Brett Gardner, 38 against Gonzalez is a great play. Puig, 38 against the lefty Freeland. Definitely on the board tonight. Jacoby Ellsbury, 3,700 against Gonzalez. He's hitting it well, and so is Aaron Judge. As they said, all rise. They rose on Monday night as he went deep yet again, $3,700. If Seth Smith is leading off for Baltimore against the Royal at $3,700, he is in play. Carlos Beltran, $3,700 against Nolasco. Beltran, 18 for 51 lifetime with a home run against Nolasco. Cole Calhoun, $3,700 against Musgrove. Here's a price I don't understand. Adam Eaton, $3,700 against Foltynewicz. Very nice play there. Moving on to Robbie Grossman, $3,600 against Tomlin. Domingo Santana facing the lefty and Anderson, $3,600. Both really good plays there. Jay Bruce, $3,600, too cheap. So is Adubel Herrera at $3,600. Both in the same game, different pitchers they're facing. Both good plays. Bruce, way too cheap for the bat he's swinging in that matchup, $3,600. Dumb price. Dumb price tag. David Peralta, $3,600 against Cozart is outstanding. My hero, still too cheap. I say it almost every day. There's a handful of guys, if you pay attention, that I never understand how cheap they are, and they produce. And this one's Nomar Mazara, $3,500. He won me the whole thing tonight. His last hit was the thing that put me over the top. And $3,500, I just don't understand it at all. We'll go to Mitch Haniger, $3,500 against the lefty Chin. Solid play there. Josh Reddick, $3,500 against Nolasco. See where he's hitting? He was hitting second tonight. So that's a good look there. If he's hitting second on Tuesday night, $3,500 in play. Andrew Benintendi, $3,400 against Stroman. Steven Souza Jr., $3,400 against Fulmer. Hits righties better than lefties. Don't forget that. We move on to Manny Margot, $3,400 against Shelby Miller. Kevin Kiermaier, $3,300 against Fulmer. Marcelo Zuna, $3,300 against Gallardo. He's hitting everything right now. That is a great price tag. I thought $3,500 against the lefty was stupid. $3,300 against Gallardo is equally as dumb. Hunter Renfro, $3,300 against Shelby Miller. Jason Worth, $3,300 against Fulte. Corey Dickerson at $3,200 against Fulmer is outstanding. If you want to go GPP, Michael Saunders, $3,200 against Wheeler is in play. Nava, $2,800 against Wheeler if he's playing. If you want another cheap play, Tyler Collins of the Tigers, $2,500 against Andrews. He's been hitting in the middle of that order. And a punt play, if he's in the lineup, you got to double check. But Marrero of the Giants at $2,100. What you're looking for in a punt GPP play is power, and Marrero has it. He is big-time power boy. So he might go for four 4Ks or might go one for four 3Ks and a homer. So that's what you're looking for with your GPP plays. $2,100, all the punts in the world. Some guys I didn't mention, keep an eye on J.J. Hardy. He's 19 for 30 lifetime with five home runs. Or 9 for 30 lifetime with five home runs off of Arroyo. Good numbers there. Miggy Sano's gone deep on his counterpart. Edwin Jackson, 10 for 32 career off of Hughes with two home runs. Some decent numbers there if you believe in BVP. But there you have it, folks. Loaded night. Tons of names, but there's 15 games. What do you expect? But I mentioned some nice value at all the positions and some pretty solid plays that I really like. Going back to the pitching real quick, Max Scherzer 12-8 against Atlanta. Darvish 10-7 at Oakland. Probably my top option, Michael Fulmer 8,900 against Tampa Bay. Love the K upside. Mike Leake 7,600 versus the Pirates. Shelby Miller 7,500 against the Padres. Really like both of them, cash and GPP. These next two are GPP only. Jason Hamill 7,100 versus the Giants. Kevin Gausman 7,100 at Cincinnati. Both dicey plays. Luis Severino 6,500 against the White Sox with good K upside there. Like that a lot. Love what I've seen from Chad Kuhl. So 5,800 against St. Louis and that putrid offense. I'll give it a shot. Kyle Freeland 5,400 against the Dodgers. Dodgers versus lefty. Freeland already had a great start against him once in Coors. Now goes to Chavez Ravine. Better atmosphere for him to throw on Tuesday night. And the ultimate just let's roll the dice play. Brian Johnson 4,200 against Toronto. Looking for the K potential he's had. And give you 5-6 innings. 3 runs or less. Be stoked. We take that all day long. So here we go. 15 games. Kicks it off at 7:05 Eastern, 4:05 Pacific. Check your weather. Wind's blowing out in a few ballparks. Atlanta looks a little dicey with rain. It's like today. But like Kevin Ross says, that's this time of year and most of the year in that goofy, goofy place. And there's a couple other slight chances, but nothing too crazy right now. Obviously, things can change. We're a long ways away from game time. But that'll do it. As your MLB DFS Quick Hits Tuesday, April 18th. Make sure you follow me at BDIntric. Hit me up with your questions. Follow us at thesportsdgens.com. You know, DFS Golf Gods will have his PGA DFS preview coming out. I'll have Doc at positive_vig on Bench with Bubba episode 36, talking NBA playoffs, NFL free agency and draft, UFC, all the stuff me and Doc love talking about. And then Around the Bases, Episode 8 with me and Boston Mo, taping tomorrow as well. Busy stuff, good stuff coming out. Baseball, baby, baseball. There's some awesome, awesome stuff. But check it out. I forgot to mention my stacks real quick. Baltimore against the Royal, of course. Kansas City against Kane. Cleveland against Hughes. I love Washington, Milwaukee. Love Minnesota. Cubs are nice. Love Seattle. You listen to the pod. You know what guys I'm targeting, what stacks I'm looking at. It's good. Hit me up with any questions. But most importantly, let's cash again on Tuesday. I'll catch you guys on Wednesday. Good luck, everybody. See ya.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.